The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on Monday, March the 30th, right now, 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Hope everything's going well for you. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, as we start another week off. You know what? I hope everybody had a great weekend. I hope your week's pretty good. Hey, we are streaming at kcnr1460.com. And all right, Robert, good morning. Robert says he's usually sleepy now, but he's got a physical thing or something this morning. And, of course, Sun Gold.
I'm usually sleeping now, too.
Yeah. You know, why do people – anyway, good morning, everybody. Bye, Bob. Hello. How are you? What's the weather look like? Let's just start with the weather, and we'll work our way down.
We'll jump right into it. Mostly sunny, a high near 81. Ouch. And low near 50. It was unusually warm last night. 20% chance of showers for tomorrow, though, and then it'll go back up to around 70 degrees. That's about the only chance of rain we see for this week. Profusely at this point. 54 in Reading right now. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, our customers alone are warm friends. Well, they are warm. Pretty soon it's going to be cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. I tell you what, it's a veteran-owned business. Of course, it has seniors and veterans discounts, locally owned. Give them a call, 365-3793, Chuck and Judy. All right, let's just get into a couple of small things first.
Little housekeeping things.
Linda is on spring break this week. She is this is where she does her planting and does all that cleaning and all that, and then she's got a show, of course.
Oh, she's not in Thursday. Fort Lauderdale or
no, she's not there. She's not down in Cabo or anything like that. This is the best part about Linda's spring break. She stays at the house and works like crazy. And now let's get into that, my friend. When your wife tells you, "Hey, honey, let's go out. You know, we really need to fix the front yard. You know, because it needs new plants. I need to freshen all this up. We need to do this, but you know, on that." Now, so you go on out, and you go down to Orchard Supply, mm-hmm. local place here in mm-hmm. town. And in there, you see a lot of people you know. And so we end up buying a gross amount of everything from a tomato plant that's already, like, started. It's got, so you don't have to worry about starting it. This thing's already, like, 2 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cool. It's got blooms on it. To all these other things.
You got a head start on the
bugs. And then she uses those fateful words. "Look, I know you've got some other things to do, so I'll just work out here in the yard, and then if I need you, I'll come get you." Okay, now, this is a multiple choice test. One, you believe what they say and you go inside the house and you get do some things. Two is you don't really believe her, but you think, well, maybe I'll just help and I'll carry some of the stuff out there like that. Then you go back inside the house. Or three, you totally know what happens if you go back inside the house and she's dragging around 50-pound bags of potting soil and having to dig up all this stuff that your life as you've known it will change.
So you've been changing shoes several
right.
times.
Which one would you take? One, two, or three?
I just keep the outdoor shoes on and
there you go.
And soldier onward.
And number three. So no matter what they say, never, never, never go into the house. Never act like, "Oh, okay, hon, I'll just go in the house, drink a beer, and watch a little TV while you're out here digging in the yard." Yeah, right. You know what? Linda, when she comes, first of all, I can tell her head will come out first. She'll look in there. She'll look in where I'm. I did this one time years ago. I said, sitting in there, and she goes, "Are you comfy?" I went, "Oh, yeah." She goes, "Can I get you something to drink?" I went, "No, I'm I'm okay.
You did not hear the rising.
I did not see this
music.
Okay, just like this. Here she comes. Are you ready, Bob? Nobody else can see this. This is what, you know, here she comes, and then it's like, well, I hope you're, you know, well, I hope you're not sweating or anything in here. And I went, no, it's pretty nice in here. And every time I open my mouth, I noticed that her attitude and her face changed a little bit. Like I said, this was years ago. Now I'm out there. I'm digging. I'm grabbing. Okay, and here's where I've come to in my life. I have my knife here, my CRKT. I have carried this knife with me. I don't know, four times, four combat zones, other, all these other places I go to. You see this?
Yeah.
You know what I use it for now?
Opening.
I'm cutting. I'm cutting bushes out of the ground with it. I'm cutting off roots with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it does now.
It's now a pruning device.
It's now a pruning device that I carry with me. I carry a pruning device. Was that a knife? No, it's a pruning device. So anyway, and in the middle of all this, Linda's in the back of the truck. She's moving stuff around, turns around, and we've got these 4x4 posts, you know, across, you know, as girders in the carport.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Bam. Hits her head. She just, I mean, almost knocked her down. I get her and take her inside, put ice on the head to keep the swelling down and make her stay in there. While she's in there, I'm getting everything out of the truck. And I thought, okay. So I started. And then she came out later. But that was it. My the knife I took into combat is now cutting weeds. And I'm out there. But we got everything planted. And here's the best part, Bob. What happens after you've done all this? Come on. You know this. You've been married. It's money in the bank. Money in the bank. Am I right, guys? That you've helped out in the yard. You've dug things up. You've planted flowers. You've put things here. You've just fixed up sprinklers. You've done all of these things. It is like money in the bank because the next time you do something, and you will.
You're fixing dinner.
The next time you do something, and you will, you can go, well, gosh, honey, I don't remember that. It must have been happening while I was planting all the flowers outside.
There was some event that you wish to.
You're taking this too literally, Bob.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is the next time you screw up,
oh.
You need to use it. It's like money in the bank because now you've done it. Okay, now you're getting. Is it Monday? Is it Monday or am I not? Am I being obtuse today? Anyway, yes, it's money in the bank.
Yeah, okay.
That, yes, that is that the next time you do something dumb, and we all do that, bring up the flower planting.
Yes.
There you go.
I gave up an afternoon, and then which. Maybe of limited use. By the way, uncovered my swamp cooler a month early.
Oh, yeah,
it was rather disturbing.
I was going to talk to you about that. You know, about the I saw that. I don't look at Facebook very much, but for some reason when I was putting something on it yesterday, something about the show, I saw that. The swamp cooler a month early. I can't believe that. Well, hey, we got to get going. Today we're going to have a lot of different people on today. Anywhere from Simpson to Randall Hempling will join us at 8 o'clock to talk about the latest about what's happening down at Turtle Bay. He's the chairman of the board, and we're going to talk a little bit about that.
He is a tireless individual.
He is, and he just got back from a trip from the middle, I think China and a couple other places. I want to talk to him about that, but I want to talk to him about the hotel and this. You know, a lot of people, it's when's it going to start? How's it going to look? And all that.
Do they have that whole prevailing wage thing figured out yet?
No. I think there's still lawsuits going on. But that's what we're going to find out. Hey, you know, one thing is after working all day out in the yard and actually feeling like part of my back was left around the begonias, it was great to just fall into the bed, my sleep number bed, my sleep number setting being 45, Linda's sleep number setting being 40, and just kind of like ease when you lay down and just feel that bed hold you. And it's the closest thing I can think. It just holds you. And it is so comfortable. And it is so easy to sleep there. Oh, my gosh. And you know what? Anybody can get a Sleep Number bed. And right now, you can save $600 on the Sleep Number i8 bed, ranked number one by Consumer Reports.
Not only that, but it has a Sleep IQ technology. You can get Sleep IQ technology in this. And the Sleep IQ technology just gives you ideas on how to sleep better. Oh, maybe you should try this, or maybe you should do this. You know, how about not – you need to be restless. And stop drinking coffee. Go to bed. Turn off all the
turn off your screens
an hour before you go to bed. All those things. You know, and for some people who have snoring problems, they've got beds that are adjustable that your partner can just adjust you out of snoring. Isn't that cool? All of this in a Sleep Number bed. I'm not kidding you. It's here. I love it. You know, it's made in America, and it's guaranteed. I can't say anything else except go down to the Target Shopping Center, look on over there to where the vitamin shop is, and that's where Sleep Number is. And see Brian or Janice, they are going to put you on that bed, and they're going to give you the numbers that will change your life. How much is a good night's sleep worth? One of the three pillars of diet, exercise, and sleep. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Multiple prescriptions. You know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC. Safari Club International, the leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. On Saturday, May 2nd, join the Reading Chapter for their 21st annual banquet to raise funds so the vital work of protecting our hunting heritage and educating youth can continue. Beginning at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Event Center, join a fun-packed evening with games, auctions, drawings, lots of guns, and your choice of a tri-tip or chicken dinner. Safari Club International of Reading is currently planning hunts regionally and for African game, and you can find out about these and all the activities of SCI and have a great time Saturday, May 2nd. For tickets, visit scireading.org or call 530-524-3252. That number again, 524-3252. The 21st annual fundraising banquet for the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International. Tickets, 524-3252.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Linda's on spring break this week. 7:20 in the morning here today on the 30th of March. 55 degrees out there. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And, you know what? Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's having a good day.
A lot of things happening. Let's talk about – I am going to talk a little bit about Turtle Bay here. Turtle Bay had their big Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz Saturday night.
Oh.
Big. They had probably one of the better auctions they've ever had. They raised over $90,000 in auctions, and that's just in the live auctions. But it was okay, let's go back to something that we do. You know, every year the Hills talk to us about – and I get ganged up on by Linda and Pam, and not Rick. Rick is kind of like me. We're just kind of ambivalent. But, we want to do a paella dinner and offer that up for auction. Well, okay. You know what? First of all, and I say this every time, I don't like doing it because they put some kind of artificial price on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this case, it was $1,000.
And there's a certain amount of pressure to come up with something that
I mean, well, no, well, not really
worthy.
It's always been worthy. That's not even that. You could feed them hamburgers probably, but this is a paella dinner, which is different. I mean, you know, this comes out of Argentina and all this. But the pressure for me is, what if nobody bids? what if you get, okay, we'll pay you $200. You know, that's it. And there's I know it's an ego thing. Well, not only, I mean, each year it goes up, the price of it goes, I mean, the price it's bought for goes up. Well, this time it went, I think, for $2,200. And I know.
Now that's pressure.
You know what? We've got this down. This is like our fourth one. I mean, the Hills bring in wine and appetizers, and I'm fixing paella all day, and then Rick plays the guitar while they're eating, and then Linda comes out afterwards and sings, and there's desserts and cigars and port. Okay. But then Pam Hill stands up and she says, we have somebody has just offered to buy a second one at the same price. And I looked over there, and sure enough, somebody else wanted to buy it at the same price. So we sold two paella dinners there. And as I told the people, I said, you probably want to be the first guys that come because I'm just going to make a lot of leftovers, you know, for the second part. I've got a big freezer, which I'm just kidding, of course.
Sometime I'll have to ask you about the details of this. It sounds
my
pay quite elaborate.
Right. Yeah, I'll tell you. Hey, we're getting starting, by the way.
A little rich for my blood, mind you.
A little rich for my blood. But then you can go out and say you had a dinner that cost, you know, like $500 or something a piece. This is for eight people, though. This is not just, I mean, it's for eight people. All right, hey, look, Dennis Miller and Roger Hedgecock are off the radio. No, we didn't cancel them.
They're retiring.
They didn't go anywhere else. They retired. They said, you know, I think Miller's been doing it for 7 years, and he said that's enough. And Roger Hedgecock, I bet you Roger Hedgecock's going to be running for office. That's why, because he's very popular down in the Southern California area, and he's got a big following. So I bet that's what's going to happen. So we're bringing in Dana Lash, and she comes out of St. Louis, Missouri, and she has got a number of stations going with her. But she's not afraid to talk about anything out there.
Yeah, yeah, and brings kind of a young, fresh perspective to the talk radio format. And
She's been on the Blaze, and she's been one of the Talkers Magazine's top 100 heavy hitters in 2012 and 13, and ranked as one of the top 16 most powerful mothers online by Nielsen.
Yeah.
So she has a lot of things. She's into the Second Amendment and all that. So we've been listening to her show, been talking to her people.
Girls
and
with
I think
guns.
You're going to like her. She's going to be starting tonight at 7 p.m. And then we have Jonathan Braunmeister.
Talk Unhinged. I love that.
That's right. And he's coming out of Chicago, and he's taking over and starting his business. But we've been listening to him, too.
Johnny B.
Yeah, and Johnny B is going to be, you know, I think he'll be somebody you want to listen to also. And they're going to be going from, he'll be going from 10 at night to 1 in the morning.
Interesting quote. The show has always stemmed from organic curiosity. Now, just on that basis, I want to listen to this guy and see what he's got going on.
His portion of the show is being brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation 3 years in a row. I mean, that's not easy to do. Shasta Regional has obviously broken a code on how to do that. And how do they do it? They treating people well. It changes their lives. This is Shasta Regional Medical Center. A great place to go. Great people over there. You know, this we had a huge wreck out here on I-5 south of Cypress.
Yeah, how about that?
Lady goes across, hits that cable. You know, there's that cable across to keep people from going into the other
shield.
Lane.
Yeah.
Right, deflector shield. She hits it, goes right through it, hits a van, and it looks like filled with Chinese people. I mean, I don't know if that's for sure, but that's the name. You know, Chinese Americans, yeah. But Liu. And then that, it turns around because she hits it almost head on.
Chain reaction. Yeah.
Turns around, another car slams them, carrying six people. Now, everybody had their seatbelts on except the driver of the car that is now suspected, has been arrested for DUI, driving under the influence. And she didn't have a, she did not have a, well, you know what? She had a bruised forehead. That's it. The other people, they had to amputate one of the people's feet, and from the wreck and all these and other things that happened. All these people were, I mean, they airlifted them everywhere. You talk about looking like an IED goes off, and you take them to all the different trauma units. So they went everywhere. But that's the second DUI we have had in 3 days, my friends. And this is after you read about in the paper about we have more alcohol-related accidents up here in Shasta County than most places else in a much higher percentage than other places in California. So that makes me wonder, two DUIs driving under the influence. And the guy that killed the guy out there on 273 is driving on a suspended license. They got him for murder, and they should. The guy's already been caught for DUI and all these other things. I mean, when do you you talk about gun rights and taking guns away from people.
You know, because somebody might get hurt.
Customer might get hurt. Now you've got a guy that's a DUI, and he's driving on a suspended license, the whole thing. But how do you know what? You can't prevent that unless you have a total police state. I mean that. How else are you going to do it unless you put them in jail? All right, you've had your third DUI. You're going to jail. Well, frankly, I think you need to go to jail for a year or two and dry out and get onto some kind of program. I don't care what kind of program it is. But get on a program where when you come out, you're not going to be drinking like that. Anyway, that again, two tragedies right here. Arab nations starting to come together. It's finally gotten to them. Iran. They're terrified of Iran. Iran's now got forces in Syria, Libya, Iraq, even though they're fighting against Iraq, against the forces there. They're kind of on the side of I'm not even sure whose side they're on. And now they're back in the Houthis. Yeah. And I probably didn't pronounce that right.
But if you think they're negotiating,
swept out of the north.
Yeah. If you think they're negotiating in good faith in Switzerland, you've inhaled far too long.
And here's the thing, too, is Saudi Arabia said it. We're uniting. We're going to fight against those provocateurs, those interlopers from other countries. I mean, he's talking about Iran. Now, here's Iran who's sitting there making some kind of deal with the United States that nobody's clear on if it's going to prevent them from getting a nuke. We're not even, from what I understand, and again, this is all stuff that is conjecture, I know, and if it's on the internet, it's probably half true, half false. You just got to figure out what's true. What they're saying is that we backed off on how we're going to inspect it. Because the Iranians don't want us to, and it gives them permission to put all these underground, these thousands of centrifuges. What's that tell you? That's how you make nukes. Instead of getting their nuclear power and letting the Russians give it to them or whatever the stuff is, they want to make it themselves. I mean, this is probably we're getting closer to an all-out Middle Eastern war among themselves. Than people realize. And what is the Obama administration doing? I mean, they're going to, you know, but guys, you better pick sides here pretty soon because what you've done has been such a mess in the Middle East. And thank you, Ms. Clinton, and thank you, Mr. Kerry, for what you've done here. I mean, it is a total mess.
They're doing Neville Chamberlain proud.
I mean,
now, those
God.
Of you who never followed history will probably miss that reference.
Well, you know what? It's the thing is, we're getting ready to go back into war. We're getting ready to go back in war. They've already moved. You know what? You wouldn't know that they're moving squadrons of Marine helicopters over to into Kuwait unless you've kind of like be following the movements or you're asking these questions. But they're moving them over there. And why are they moving them over there? They're moving them over there to be attack dogs. when they're launching, because now we've got boots on the ground and we're pushing more boots on the ground over there. Thank you, Mr. Obama. You finally realize is that Iran was not ready to be just cut loose. There was too many enemies within and without that was going to take him down. Anyway, so now, and at the same time, we're cutting pay, we're cutting forces, we're cutting everything in the military.
And they're tired.
What exactly is, I mean, does anybody see anything wrong with this besides just the regular rank and file of anybody with any type of common sense? Obviously, at the White House, we're not seeing this. They're still pushing people out, giving people pink slips that are in combat. Pink slips in combat. All right. Hey.
Nice rant, Carl.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing about it is I am, as working man or whoever what it is points out, I'm not the brightest guy in the world, but I can see some things. You know, I do keep that. You know, it's in my, I keep it in my wallet. I cut it out. I met him once. He doesn't seem that
intelligent.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that must be right. I can't remember. But any person with common sense can take a look at the Middle East and see what's going on and say, you know what? We're getting ready to get back into that big time. And you know what? This is not what was promised.
No.
What can I say? You can keep your doctor if you want it. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006 for their March special. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets. So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Come rock and roll with Reading Republican Women. Go back in time to the 50s as we celebrate our fourth annual Wine and Brew event during cool April nights at the Elks Lodge. Libations, appetizers, and a live DJ. $25 tickets, call Diana Branch at 941-2100. Thank you to our sponsors, Mosley Family Cellars, Mount Tehama Winery, Elpin Cellars, New Clairvaux, Armor Low, Bernsini Vineyards, Lucero Olive Oil, and Woody's Brewing Company. Wednesday, April 22nd at the Elks Lodge, a fundraiser to benefit the scholarship program and Bucket of Books.
Your home. You serve your country with honor. Now it's time to strike out on a new path forward. You're a veteran. You set the standard for character, integrity, leadership. And you've gained valuable skills. Skills employers are looking for. At jobcenter.usa.gov, you can get access to personalized services and the support you need to find the perfect career. This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams saying, visit an American Job Center today and discover your next opportunity of a lifetime.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Your arms
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's got spring break this week. Of course, her idea of spring break is cleaning and cleaning and planting and plowing the North 40 and all those kind of things.
Sort of like field day, which sounds kind like a lot day. More fun than
Yes, field day. Okay, let's go field day today, Marines. Oh, boy! No, that's not so fast. Get your toothbrushes. We're going to be cleaning the decks. Good morning, everybody. The time is 7:35 today on March the 30th. 55 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, Robert, on our website, we do have Fox News scrolling. So there, if you just go to our front of our website, there it is. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Right across from Sierra Gibbs, let me tell you, the very, very, very best in jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. Estate jewelry, brooches, you name it. He's got it, and there's always something on sale. You just have to ask Leonard. Leonard and one of his associates, who are all finely tuned in the art of jewelry sales. So if you need anything, and I think there's things coming up like Mother's Day or birthdays or anniversaries, or just because she's just a nice person or he's a great person, get it all at Four Winds Jewelry and the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Into every life, there must be change. Time to sow, time to reap, all those other things, right? From that song. By the Grateful Dead. Just don't correct me. Just I'm on a roll here, okay? I'm here with Kirby Workman. Good morning, Kirby.
Good morning.
Kirby is now the new boss, the head honcho, El Jefe, out at the Shasta County Fairgrounds.
That's right.
Wow. How'd you like that?
I think it's amazing.
Okay, tell us a little bit about Kirby.
Well, I was born and raised in Shasta County, graduated from Anderson High School. I participated in 4-H and FFA growing up. I relocated to Sonoma County about 8 years ago, where I got my bachelor's degree in accounting from Sonoma State University.
Uh-huh.
And I was just excited to move back to my hometown and serve the community that I grew up in. So when this opportunity came about, I couldn't help but jump on it.
Did you, I guess there's a big application process for this, wasn't there?
There is,
So do you have to, fill out 800 pages of paperwork and then be interviewed by 12 different groups of people?
You got it.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, Shasta County Fairgrounds is, I'm out there a lot because there's a lot of things going on out there. It's much more than just the fair.
It is. We have lots of different events happening throughout the year. This past weekend, we had the Home and Garden Show that attracted the community. So we have different events, more than the fair, just going on out there.
So how many events a year would you say? I know you're new, but, just kind of in a...
The fairgrounds are booked with either public or personal events the majority of the year.
I know we reached out there to get one place in November, and it was booked on that weekend already.
Yeah.
Are some weekends bigger than others?
There are, yeah.
And those are? Like the fairgrounds or like the fair, of course.
We have the fair. That's a four-day event. And then the Home and Garden Show. We have reoccurring vendors, reoccurring customers that come throughout the year. So we book weekends throughout the year for them.
I want you to know I'm saying this with all respect. But if you walked into a store and I was selling wine, I would card you. And I mean that respectfully.
I appreciate that. I get that often.
And she told me her age. I went, excuse me? Yeah. Kirby, what kind of changes? Are you going to make changes out there? Every new boss comes in and has got some ideas. So you must have some ideas of things you want to do out there.
I do have ideas. The prior CEO did a great job with the events that are held there and whatnot. But I am more of an outdoorsy person, so I want to bring that outdoorsy touch to the fairgrounds. I'm excited to tell you guys that this year we have a zip line coming to the fair. It's a 180-foot zip line, 28 feet off the ground, so that's exciting. I want to bring more of that to the fair, so that's what I'm going to look
into. Kind of
into.
An outdoor flair type thing, because you got I know the logging conference goes out there.
Logging conference comes.
And you've got the RV and boat
outdoor show.
Boat sport and RV show. Yep.
So you like to have more things like that.
Yeah.
I have some great ideas.
Let's get together.
Like to, I mean that to throw. I mean because I see Redding as a place that we've got so many great things around here. Why not showcase them
exactly
down there? Maybe we will have to talk about
yes.
it. And for a certain, you know, for outdoor shows.
Yeah.
As someone who practically grew up at the fairgrounds, I'm going to throw this out. I come from the agricultural background, and it sounds like you do as well. But over the years, the major complaint has been that to an increasing degree, the ag part of the fair has been pushed further and further out to the periphery, and it's become more about buy my junk in the main buildings and stuff like that. And while I know that's what pays the rent, the roots of the fair are agricultural.
Exactly. That's what the fair is based off of, is the agricultural purpose. And that's what I want to bring back to the meaning of the fair and what you think of when you think about going to the fair.
You know what? I love fairs. I mean, I think everybody loves fairs. I don't know. Has the fair attendance been dropping about the same? I know it's probably too early to ask you that question, but I've heard a variety of different things.
I did just get in the hot seat, so I do have to evaluate the attendance for the prior years. But I do know that it has dropped, I would say, within the last 10 years. But hopefully we're going to pick that up and turn it around and increase that attendance with bringing the events and things that the community is looking for.
Some things, yeah, because a lot of times some of the vendors don't come because they look at the – so it's a cycle cyclical thing. Thank you, Bob. That word mayonnaise throws me a lot of times. So because if you don't have enough people, then you don't have the vendors. And if you don't have enough vendors, people drop off. So, I mean, it's one of those death spirals. So you've got to find something to pump people back up again. And, I mean, it could be almost anything. I mean, it could be, a special events there.
It can be. Yeah, and this year we're actually struggling with the scheduling of the Alameda Fair on top of us. So not only are we trying to find what brings the public to the fairgrounds, we're losing some of our vendors to a bigger fair. So,
yeah, and that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just going to ask that question. You got the Speedway starting up.
Yep, we do.
And that's this Saturday, in fact.
April 4th. I hear they're having an event out there.
They are. They're going to have Shasta Speedway starts again. They've got somebody to financially back it, and we're going to be talking about a lot about that this week. Yeah. You know, ever since Linda and I, you know, drove in one of the races out there. Only reason I can talk about it is she's not sitting here right now. Otherwise, it's hard to talk with your throat being squeezed by her hands. Anyway, but it's a great fun. Okay, so you want to change it kind of more of an outdoor thing.
Yeah.
Bring in that kind of idea. So you're open for all different types of events and ideas. Huh?
Yep. If you have some ideas, bring them on. We'll listen to you.
Yeah. Now, how much does it cost to rent places out there? Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't a fair question. I was just trying to find out. I can help, though, on that one. I know on some of them, they're cost like $600, $700 a day.
Yes.
You know, Kirby, you're okay. You know what? This wasn't fair to do this. We just wanted to introduce you to everybody. And but you look so bright and you're like right here and you've got ideas. I ask the same question sometimes. Well, how much one of those cost? Okay. Yeah. How much one of those race cars cost out there? Whoa. Hey, Carl, $25,000. Okay. Thanks. I don't know. What's the day-to-day operation out there like? I mean, when there isn't something going on, what's the big things you have to do out there?
Well, I oversee all the employees and maintenance guys out there. So basically, it's just preparing the grounds for all the events that we have coming towards us. So in the prior weeks, the maintenance guys and the staff were preparing for the event that was this weekend, the Home and Garden Show.
Yeah. Has it been passed on to you? This group, never let them back into the gates.
No comment.
No comment. Wasn't me, was it?
Or she no, got that
okay.
down.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, I bet there's groups out there that they've been in there, and after they left, it was just like, oh, my God, what happened?
Yeah.
How about big, you know, they one time, and it was somewhat of a failure, but they had this big country music festival out there. Are you open for something like that, like festivals, music festivals and things?
Absolutely. I lived in Sonoma County for 8 years, and they had that down there, and it's just a different vibe for the community that comes together down there to make one of those shows succeed. Mm-hmm. So we need that in this town.
You're right. We do. We need fresh ideas. We need new people with a younger outlook. And not that older outlooks aren't bad, but I mean that can that are thinking in you know from that vision moving out.
Exactly.
Because there's and what a, you know it's a great way to meld experience and enthusiasm into getting some things done.
Yep.
Kirby Workman, I really like your attitude, Kirby.
Thank you.
We're going to see a lot of you, I'm sure, over
yes,
here the next
are.
20 years.
You got it.
20 years. How long was the last person there?
She was there. Her career was 15 years in the CEO position for a little over 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Kirby Workman, now, do you want people to give you a call if they've got ideas or
if
anything like
that? If
they
have ideas, questions, shoot me an email. You can find the email address on our website, and we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. Kirby Workman, who is now the new
CEO
of
Shasta
District Fairgrounds. I said Shasta County all the time. Shasta District Fairgrounds.
That's okay.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It is 7:45 in the morning, March the 30th.
Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
You talk about putting the extreme in extreme sports. April 17th, 18th, and 19th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, but you got a rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved. You award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse. And I guarantee you, that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank. Together we'll go far. And Red Bluff Dodge Day. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital in Holyoke. La Ranch tough enough to wear pink day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. And hey, don't miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Share thanks to Diamond W Productions. It's Chris Cagle in concert. The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
Hey girls, who doesn't love diamonds? I know I do. What better way to save a life than one that could leave you sparkling? Join me, Desi from Shasta Blood Center, and KCNR's Molly Kidd for the Diamond Drop, April 17th from 10 to 5 at Shasta Blood Center.
Donate blood, save a life, all while enjoying cupcakes, a challenge save a life photo booth where you can challenge others to do the same, and a chance to win a diamond necklace valued at $800 donated by the fabulous Four Winds Jewelry.
Call 221-0600 and make your appointment today.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning.
Who didn't love these women? Oh, man, of our age bracket.
Pardon. I knew that. It is 7:48 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. The weather's going to be always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, veteran-owned business. Discounts for seniors and veterans out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with just outstanding coffee, tea, other types of brew. And you never have to worry about talking about race relations at tobacco and brew, unlike Starbucks. You know, they just give you coffee, treat you nice, pat you on the face, and then you can walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that's just stocked full of those Cigar Aficionado type cigars, and they're the top rated. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. And why did you laugh when I said they will not be talking race relations with you?
Can you imagine the corporate meetings in the aftermath of that?
Oh, the disaster. As you know what? They've tied the guy to his chair, and they all take a wet towel and come up and spank him with it. You know, I mean, it's like, what were you thinking of? Oh, no, it was only going to be for a week, and then we would just thought this. Oh, yeah, I tell you what, I went to three different Starbucks just to ask. So, what do you want to talk about race relations? And he go, every one of them, the kids there going, excuse me? I said, the race relations, I mean, aren't you all supposed to discuss this with me, race relations? And they're just looking at me like, and then they start to get a little panicked because, oh, we've got a crazy guy in front of us. You know, and they go, no, I don't think so. And I said, well, I mean, Starbucks is kind of opening up on these. And one of them said, well, yeah, because I don't have to cover my tattoos all the time now. And I went, well, that's good. That's a big step forward. Big step forward. But nobody around here knew anything about it.
Biggest corporate backpedal since New Coke.
Oh, another huge mistake. Another huge mistake. Indiana passed a law. It's causing lots of consternation throughout the United States. It allows tolerance. It says you can't make a substantial government burden on people who believe for their religious beliefs in things that they, you know, that their religious beliefs are taken into account for either for people of businesses, associations. And of course the gay population is saying it's anti-gay. And the Indiana governor says, no, tolerance is a two-way street. This is not anti-gay. It's about tolerance. It's about tolerance for people with religious backgrounds, religious beliefs. Why shouldn't they have tolerance also? Which I thought was a great idea. Why shouldn't people be tolerant of viewpoints? Why shouldn't people be tolerant of the State of Jefferson viewpoint, just like you would be for the transgender movement viewpoint? Why can't you be tolerant of it? It doesn't mean you have to believe in it, but you don't have to be nasty about it. Do you?
You don't have to beat them and destroy them.
What is this? And say horrible things about people? And okay, let's talk about global warming. I love Doug Craig. He's a good guy. I would invite Doug Craig to my house anytime. He and his beautiful wife.
Yeah.
And his daughters are beautiful too. And hardworking, industrious. But I don't agree with everything Doug says about global warming. But we respect each other. But other people would try to just drop your guts on the floor. Mm-hmm. I mean, cut you open and gut you right there. Anti-gunners? Oh. Oh, I wish if I could, I'd go in and kill all your children. Because I own a gun?
Yeah.
I mean, you see things like that. Where's tolerance? Where's tolerance? I mean, people on this show come in here, and I sit there and look at them. Do you remember the time the pro-marijuana guys came in there and they brought their lawyer? Do you remember that show?
I wasn't engineering that one, and I'm sorry that I had missed that.
Well, you missed it. I mean, the Bob's in there. He's going, you know, but he's going, you know, he's always laughing. But the guy, their lawyer was so zonked on his product that he couldn't hardly talk, and they were so embarrassed that day. And I'm sitting there, again, I could just say all types of things, but you know what? Why? You know, when I asked him a question.
They were making your case for you.
Thank you very much. Oh, no, they were embarrassed. So I shouldn't probably even. Yeah, well, I'll bring it up. And there's other things, too. You know, like, you know, that it's just tolerance in people. Well, you've got to do it this way because if not, you know, you're, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, it's not that way. You know, so a lot of people believe in different ways. I'd say the vast majority of the people believe that, you know, that you stay out of the other person's bedroom. But they need to stay out of your business.
Yeah, you know? I find the ultra liberals to be overall a humorless lot who look for opportunities to be offended about something.
Oh, I see things like that all the time.
Casey, dinner.
Okay, what else are we going to be talking about today? Well, we got Randall Hempling will be joining us here in a few minutes. Okay. And we're going to be talking Turtle Bay and a number of things. I'm going to talk about some of his trips, too, and places he's been lately, because he was saying things that were not unusual, but it was interesting because it talks about why, one of the reasons that our country is in problem, having problems with a number of things. But before we could do any of that, let's go to Coach Bob. Coach.
Good morning, Colonel.
How you doing, Coach?
Hey, good. Speaking of tolerance, something's been in my craw for about a week now.
Okay.
And I've been meaning to call in and mention it to you. I'm one of these yahoos that reads the electronic newspaper every morning, and I also read the want ads. Uh-huh. In particular, I read the public notices in the want ads. I find them really interesting, you know, who's getting a house taken away or who's starting a business. I learn a lot by reading those. I happened to notice one about the city of Shasta Lake, and I wanted to share it with you. It was really interesting. It was a planning commission type of thing calling for a public comments on a guy who wants to alter his property.
Uh-huh.
Now, I understand that up to a point, but this one was really unusual. The guy has a 15-foot carport, and he wants to buy a motorhome that needs to have a 16-foot clearance. So he wants to raise it 1 foot. Just 1 foot. Now, he's obviously gone through the process of getting a building permit. So this then kicked in the rest of the process where it now has to go to public hearing and that kind of thing. And if any neighbor has a squawk about the extra foot, well, they get a chance to complain about it. And I'm thinking, 1 foot? It's already 15 and he wants to make it 16? It's not like he has to have one of those red lights to warn airplanes or something like that. What's the big deal about 1 foot, and why so much extra work and trouble and having to post that in the paper and the expense involved for 1 foot? I don't get it.
Sure, absolutely.
Oh,
it's called money. It's called funding.
I forgot about that.
You know, come on there, Coach Bob. You know, not only can they get you on that. See, they get you on plans, then on permits, and then they come out and inspect. I mean, are you kidding? You put three of the of their staffers kids through college on just this 1 foot.
I believe it. Yep.
You know, incredible. What? And the thing is if he had done it, would anybody have noticed?
Well, there you go. There you go.
So you're trying
now
to play,
I understand
you try to
that maybe it takes all new 4x4s or 6x6 posts or something to hold the darn thing up. I get all of that, and I want it to be safe. I don't want it falling onto my property or killing somebody on his own.
Of course not.
But, my goodness, 1 foot in all of that trouble. Just go out and inspect it, be done, sign it off.
There you go.
Park his motorhome.
And aren't we opening a door for somebody with an axe to grind to say, well, I don't want this, and I'm going to make it, you know, I'm just going to make this other person's life miserable. Aren't we just
that
enabling
exactly
that sort of behavior?
That's exactly what happens. That's the normal progression of things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, Coach Bob, thank you.
There you go.
All right. Hey look.
Have a great day.
You bet, sir. Okay, other things people are following. Okay, you know that, of course, is Record Searchlight is going to a new division. Scripps Howard just cut loose all their papers.
All their Dead Tree Media. Yeah.
All their Dead Tree Media went to another thing. Now, somebody just said in here is that the comments are going to go on Facebook now?
Actually, I could see the sense in that because...
But wait a minute. Explain this one, too. You got like 3 minutes. What's that mean? I mean, where you used to see stuff on the blog... Okay, when it's, we do a blog or an article, people would then put comments underneath.
Right. So you'll probably be redirected to their Facebook page where you can post your comment there. For one thing, it broadens the comments out. Now, if they have the gist of the story at the top of the comments. Yeah. But one of the things that I think is happening here is a liability of libel or slander issue where if it's on their web page, that's a handy target. Something showing up on Facebook is a little bit harder target to nail down, and I think that may be their logic, is to shield themselves from some of that just absolute garbage that gets posted in the comments, some of which is in fact libelous.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, but are they still going to put, you know, anonymous bloggers on there?
Well, of course, in Facebook, anybody can be anonymous, and you can be an idiot.
So now you're going to have even more people seeing things.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good. And so they're not going to have it online anymore? Or is it going to be in both places?
That's a good question.
We need to get Carolyn back in here, the editor. Get her in here.
Yeah. is the Monday paper still going to look like a cocktail napkin?
I'm not sure. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Randall Hempling is with us, CEO of Turtle Bay. And, the chairman of the Turtle Bay committee. And we'll be able to talk about what's being built out there, what isn't being built, and other things that are coming on. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 40. If you couldn't hear that, it sounded like a fog alarm going off here at somebody's phone. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. German prosecutors say Andreas Lubitz, the co-pilot of the German Wings passenger plane that crashed in the French Alps, had received treatment for suicidal tendencies.
He had, at that time, been in treatment of a psychotherapist because of what is documented as being suicidal.
And all 150 people on board the plane that crashed into the French Alps were killed, including the pilot. That was a German prosecutor, Christoph Kumpen, addressing the media today in Dusseldorf. The Florida Highway Patrol says 8 people died, 10 others were injured when a church van from Fort Pierce ran through a stop sign early this morning.
It's extremely traumatic. Our hearts go out to the families and relatives involved and of course, to the deceased.
And the Florida Highway Patrol says 8 people were killed and 10 others hospitalized. U.S. officials say preliminary reports that one person was dead in a gate crashing that took place at Fort Meade today. Police in Missouri say a spokesman for the state's auditor is dead in an apparent suicide. It happened just a month after his boss took his own life. Jefferson City police say that Robert Jackson was found dead at his home last night of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. More Americans were signing contracts to buy homes for themselves in February.
The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index increased 3.1% to 106.9 last month. It's the highest reading since June 2013. Buying activity grew substantially in the Midwest and West while dipping slightly in the Northeast and South. The gains suggest housing should overcome the recent hurdles of freezing weather and snowstorms as both buyers and potential sellers return to the market.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. Things are booming on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up by more than 260 points. This is SRN News.
100 million viewers experienced the wonder of the epic miniseries, The Bible. Now comes the next chapter, A.D., The Bible Continues, on NBC. Producers Mark Burnett and Roma Downey.
A.D., The Bible Continues picks up the story at the crucifixion of Jesus.
A.D. 33, the Romans are starting to lose a grip on power.
These disciples take on the Roman Empire.
This is Game of Thrones meets The Bible.
A.D., The Bible Continues, this Sunday on NBC.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Friday, a new class of highly effective super drugs are costing Medicare billions of dollars more than they were paying just a year ago.
Including new drugs for hepatitis C, which cost the federal government a whopping $4.5 billion last year, more than 15 times higher than the year before. A 12-week course of treatment cost about $84,000, or about $1,000 a day per patient. And costs are expected to keep rising. Most of the increase is paid for by federal taxpayers, but experts say these skyrocketing drug prices could also be passed along to all Medicare beneficiaries through higher deductibles and maximum out-of-pocket costs.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is thinking about easing some military enlistment standards. It's part of a broader effort, a set of initiatives to better attract and keep quality service members and civilians across the Defense Department. This is SRN News. Ford is bringing back a classic. SRN's Ron DeRockstra has the details.
The Lincoln Continental dates back to the late 1930s and was once the pinnacle of luxury for the likes of Elvis and President Kennedy. But Ford stopped producing it in 2002 when sales slowed. This week at the New York Auto Show, the automaker plans a reintroduction of the iconic sedan. The concept car has new, smaller grille, more elegant look, new technology like hidden door handles. The full-size sedan will go on sale next year. Ford hopes to take advantage of luxury sales growth in China, where it plans to open more than 20 Lincoln dealerships this year. Ron DeRockstra, SRN News.
Economists are hoping the latest gains in income will cause Americans to increase their spending in the months to come. The government says Americans spent slightly more in February after two straight monthly declines, and it was a little easier for them to do that as incomes also rose by a solid 0.4%. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda is on spring break this week. And I call it spring break. She calls it cleaning and planting and all those things that people do during this time of the year. 8:06 in the morning. And our phone lines here are 605-4567. Please give us a call. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob, tell us what the weather looks like.
And the weather looks like today
looks
it's going
like
to
bright.
Be it looks yeah bright and sunny. Boy, high near 81. Going to be a little on the humid side though because we've got some clouds rolling in. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, low around 50, 20% chance of showers tomorrow, so not a lot of rain in the forecast. I wish we had better news than that. Rest of the week looks mostly clear and the highs inching back up. Right now in Reading, we do have almost 58 degrees. Check that out. And here, of course, the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned company. They're customers are warm friends. They have senior and veterans discounts there at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's mention a couple of things that are going on here. On the 18th of April, just coming up quick on us here, Run for Their Lives, CareNet. Put on your walking shoes and join the CareNet Pregnancy Center for the upcoming Walk for Life, now called Run for Their Lives. It's a 5K fun run and a 2-mile walk is on Saturday, April 18th at the Sundial Bridge. It's only $5 to walk or $25 to run, and the donations and then gather donations to earn prizes. For more information, check out carenetnorcal.org. Also, third annual Winnie and Roses. April 4th, it's this coming weekend, at the Facero Hall at Shasta District Fairgrounds. Doors open at 5 p.m., dinner served at 6 p.m. It's a charity benefit for Safe Haven Horse Rescue. Like I said, tickets are $40 per person or $375 for a table of 10 guests. Get your tickets today at Mary's Pizza Shack in Reading. In Anderson at the at Anderson, Boot Barn, Anderson Outlets. Western Unique in Shabby and Cottonwood, Red Bluff, The Loft inside Reynolds Ranch and Farm Supply. For more information, give them a call at 347-4941. Nonprofit No Kill Horse Rescue, run by volunteers and donations. Yeah, these are good people down there doing these things. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Bob. How you guys doing?
We're peachy.
Boy, you know,
you know, it's
going to
be hot today. It's going
to
be hot.
It's hard not to like this weather.
It is, but you know what? You just know what's going to happen, what this is going to look like this summer. You know, just get out your firefighting stuff right now. Clear the land around you. You know, get yourself defensible space because you know what's going to happen.
Or pray that, like we had in 1976, we had that nothing but rainstorms at the end of June and July for about 2 weeks, and all of a sudden we had water.
Well, that's true, too. Well,
anyway, tonight at the Tea Party at Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 Bonneview Road, we're having Alex Landy in. And Alex is a writer and an expert on immigration. Very, very good, bringing us up to snuff on all the new immigration laws, and quite a guy, has a lot of information people should be very interested in. This is a hot-button issue, and there's certainly you know, a lot to be said for getting educated on what the administration's doing to us on immigration.
I didn't know there were immigration laws. There are? Wow.
I'm with you, buddy. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah, trickle-down tyranny, pal.
You know, at some point, and he can't do it, I have my U.S. Marshal's son, who every so often they would tack up, and he and a number of other of the U.S. Marshals, deputy U.S. Marshals, would head for the border and hear the stories he tells. Not so much about the ones trying to get across the border, but those horrible things that the administration is doing to the Border Patrol.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Oh, these poor guys. I mean, their union is suing the government like every other week for the stuff they're doing to them, putting them in danger and telling them, oh, if somebody throws a rock, run back 2 miles. I mean, come on. I mean, it's terrible. And you know, and so these marshals, and he heads up one of their felony you know, warrant guys, and it goes after the ones that are wanted for felony warrants. That's, you know, U.S. The Marshals Service does that. I don't know if a lot of people realize that, but and he just says is that they're down there and to work and to get their tack time in and all this, but just to watch it, he says it was just disheartening to everybody, and they really felt sorry for these guys. Anyway, so that's tonight.
Yep, 2570 Blimey View Road, Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Have a great day.
You bet. You too. Okay. And I don't know. You know, I'm just getting – so I'm just – you know, when I hear things like, you know, immigration laws, I go, what laws? I mean, it's whatever the president decides to do. I mean, he can write anything he wants, an executive order, and then how do you fight it? The only way you fight it is you go into the budget, and then you literally take it out of the budget to do something like that. And then, you know, it's such a mess. The fact is we need immigration reform, but it all should start out by this huge method or this huge way just to close down the border. After that, everything can work out. But that's just my idea. But I'm sitting here, though, with somebody who is – I see him as always thinking. He's always ready. He said to me the other day, hey, you know, I'm back. If you need me, if you call in one of your guests, drop out or something like that. And anything, just let me know. So at 5 till 7 this morning, I called him. And here he is, Randall Hemplin. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here. I've been looking forward to this for almost a half hour.
Chairman of the Turtle Bay board.
Yes.
And your job is you all have a fiduciary responsibility.
Yeah, we have an absolute direct, you know, responsibility for the overall management of the operation. We hire the CEO, and
that's right. Mike Warren answers to you guys.
Yes, we
have. So if you all just had one day, just said, you know, time for a change.
Well, it wouldn't be one day, but yeah, if we felt there was a need for a change, it certainly would have been done, given all the trials and tribulations over the last few years.
Well, Mike Warren this is what he says. He's a lightning rod.
Yeah, he is, yeah, and everything that happened over the last year, and keep in mind, a year ago when we were sitting here, we were right in the middle of the Measure B, and that was tough. It's tough on Mike, and a lot of people were looking at Mike and going back all the way to his city management days and trying to create a correlation, which there's not. Mike does a wonderful job for us, and keep in mind, over the last 5 years, none of the employees have gotten raises. They've actually had their salaries cut. We've gone from, you know, we've cut about 40% of the staff, and they're still getting the job done. And that takes leadership.
Does that tell you that maybe they were overstaffed before?
No, we were doing more before. They had more. Okay. This is when we had the Titanics and all the other kinds of things like that going on. But at the same time, nothing creates improvement like a necessity. Like, you have to. I mean, I've been through that with hospitals. You can walk in and suddenly you can cut staff.
You can lean it out.
Yeah, you can always lean it out.
To a certain point.
When you start getting into the muscle, it gets a little bit bad. We were in the muscle, you know, just before Measure B. We were in a sustainable mode. We were not going to be able to improve the property. You know, maintenance, all these other kinds of things were beginning to back up. You know, so we're you know, we're buoyed right now. We're quite pleased with the way things are going.
Okay. Well, that's what we're going to talk about when we get back from this break. I'm here with Randall Hempling, who is the chairman of the board of directors of Turtle Bay. And we're going to talk about what's going to be happening here with us next year. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. With over 20 years of service, Martin and his associates are the people to go to. You know what? As we said, I think we skipped fall and spring. We've gone from summer to summer. At this point, it's going to be in the 80s today. It's not going to get any better than this. So this might be the time before it gets too bad to have Martin come in and his people and to check out your air conditioning. Make sure it's working okay. Make sure the ducts are all lined up, you know, air ducts. And the and that your filters are all clean. And if it needs any work, he's the man to do it. Give him a call at 221-2642 or check out his website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Great people there. We use them in our house. We'll be right back with Randall Hempling. It's 8:15 in the morning, 55 degrees out there today, going up to 81.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds April 2nd in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. You'll hear Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and special guest Joe Larson on trombone. Oh yeah, and me, Linda Bott, on vocals. Join us as we swing to some of the best music from the American Songbook, 7 to 9 p.m., April 2nd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
A great dinner, the chance to win from among hundreds of prizes, and a great cause, the Northern California Veterans Museum. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows, inviting you to the second annual dinner and auction fundraiser for the building of the Northern California Veterans Museum. Exciting things are happening as we raise funds to make this beautiful facility a reality. Join us Saturday, April 11th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Doors open at 4:30, dinner at 6:30, and lots of prize winning the rest of the night. Save the date, April 11th, and call for more information at 222-2282. That's 222-2282. And thanks for all of your support.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy, our friends over there, with MedSync. Owens Pharmacy, locally owned, second generation family running these stores. Owens MedSync, which is what they've started here, where all your prescriptions become due on one day. They arrange it so all your prescriptions become due on one day. So you only need to make one phone call and make one trip. And if you can't make the trip, Owens delivers for free. Not only that, but you have your own kind of like own personal pharmacist who knows what you're supposed to be getting. He gets a prescription or she gets a prescription that looks different. They're going to check on this. They're not somebody at a big box store that they change like other people change socks. Owens Pharmacy, 6 locations in town and another one being built in Palo Cedro. Open 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, most locations. Give them a check. Okay, Randall Hempling, who is the chairman of the Turtle Bay Board, which has the overall decision of everything that happens at Turtle Bay, including who the CEO is out there, down to people planting grass.
Well, no, we don't.
You don't get into that one.
Like any good board, we evaluate the CEO, we evaluate everything that's going on, we review, we plan, mm-hmm. we make decisions. We don't hire the people. That's what the CEO does. The CEO and the staff, they're are responsible for the outcomes, and we ask them to hire good people, and they have done a marvelous job with that.
There are good people down there.
Yes, they are. Very loyal, very dedicated.
Okay, what's happening with Turtle Bay now? It's going to be April here this week, and there's a lot of things going to be happening this summer.
That's right. Yeah, our expectation is that on or about July 1st, and don't pin me down to the exact day because some of the way things have to happen. We have our loans in order. The bank, Tri-County's Bank, is the primary lender of about $11 million. We had it with North Valley Bank. We had the deal done. And then with the changeover, we were concerned. And then we had another bank come in and compete and want to loan the money, another local bank, which is great. But Tri-County stepped up. Our interest rate went down significantly to the point that it's going to save us over $80,000 a year in interest payments. Which was that's one of the rare good outcomes from the bit of a fight that we had to get the hotel going.
Did the price go up?
Our expectation is that the overall cost is going to go up between $1.5 and $1.8 million for the overall project because of the delays that we've had over the last 3-4 years. Yeah, but that is what it is. But that's significantly less than what it would have been under a prevailing wage standpoint. And going forward, we have no prevailing wage issue on anything else we do in the property. That's the piece that a lot of people didn't think about was that
this thing was not just for this. It was for everything.
Yeah, for everything. In particular, the hotel. These big hotels, about every 5 years, they do a new decor, new window treatment, new something. And every time we touched it, we would have had to have extraordinary costs.
Well, not only that, but if you wanted to do something like put another museum out there. You'd have to go through the same thing, right?
Another museum. Well,
right.
We'd have to look and see just exactly how that would be impacted. Because keep in mind that the property that is going over to McConnell Foundation that we have, we have 100% use and total control of from our lease is just 14 acres. The balance of it is still owned by the city, leased by Turtle Bay, and anything we did in that presumably would come under prevailing wage. So if you put a new museum not on the 14 acres, the 14 acres are primarily for us to grow the ability to generate income.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're talking about. And we've had some wonderful meetings with the school board and others in terms of establishing.
So if there's another museum, let me see if I understand this right, but that 14 acres now is owned by McConnell.
I don't know that the land has been transferred, but it will be. Yeah,
it will be.
Let's act like it is. Yeah.
So then if they wanted to have a campus of museums down there?
Yes.
Turtle Bay could do that.
Yes.
Okay, so you can build other museums.
We could. Yeah. We're looking right now. We're talking seriously about getting the planetarium.
Mm-hmm.
That's an excellent place for the planetarium. We've been talking with the school board about the STEM program, science, technology, engineering, and math. That's the future as far as our kids go in terms of getting the good-paying jobs. We're looking with them as far as saving money and actually having them incorporate some things into the campus by the hotel. So that, a lot of collaborative things as it relates.
I was kind of hoping that we could get the workout – the Northern California Veterans Museum.
Yeah, we met with him and talked about doing just exactly that because the history in this community of having independent standalone museums has not been – it was successful until about 25 years ago, and then it became very, very difficult, still is, to to incorporate that. Yeah, we'd love to have an aspect like that, and we're talking with them.
I would like to see that happen because that seems like it would be great for everybody.
It would be. Yeah. Think of Smithsonian. You know, it's not just one building.
No.
It's a campus.
It's a campus.
But it is in a pretty much a singular place, quite large. And they, you know, put multiple museums in.
The other thing, too, is I think of San Diego in Balboa Park.
Balboa, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where you have that really nice park setting. And this is what I see there. You know, down at Turtle Bay. I mean, this is what I've always envisioned. You've got the river trail going through there. And just imagine if you could find other spots to put another museum in there, you know, so that you've got, you know, people could walk along the river trail, you know, have the restaurants, you have all this kind of stuff. And it would just be like a 15, 20 acre, I know I'm this way, I think, you know, 20 acres down there that people can go to, you know, and just, you know, walk down, take little buggies down, you know, bicycle type stuff over.
Are you conspiring with someone to do that?
Well, I would really like to. I'm trying to reach Kukris there.
Yeah.
And say, hey, look, here's a great idea I've got here. You know, it's on the other end of the river trail here, but boom, build something right here.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm just being facetious, but that's usually what comes out where you get my vision, and I'm a newcomer here in the community just like you are.
Yeah.
I love it the way it is. It's a physical plant, the layout, and the facilities are great. But the improvements going forward for my granddaughter, for instance, when she comes here, can just be amazing if you look forward instead of back. And, you know, I think this is a good start.
We had Dan Morrow on Wednesday. And this is a guy, if you did not hear the show, I just really would like everybody to go just listen to the show. He comes on like about 8:05, 8:08, you know, after we do our usual, you know, welcome back, into Cotter here. But he is a guy that had pointed out things I don't think people knew, like Redding over the last 3 years. And you and I were talking about this. This had 20 patents a year coming into Redding. And that Redding's been a hotbed of technology into the 40s and 50s. Yeah. I'm going, Redding? And he pointed out, yes, and he gave examples of it. And you're thinking, oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, never even thought about that, but it's true. And his whole thing is keep your eyes on the horizon. Keep them off the ground. Because if you're going to aim low, you're going to achieve low. So let's just aim high. And I really believe in something like that. I believe Redding has got the potential here with, what is it, 80,000 cars a day? Is that what it is? 80,000 cars a day go past our exits. Excuse me. What if we could get 5% of that in here and suck those in somehow and then just kind of like blow them back out into the hinterlands up Shasta Lake and the caverns and find things that would they'd come in and they'd all of a sudden, well, let's just spend the night here. Gosh, this is great.
Yeah. I mean, that's
– I mean, I know you want that too.
Well, and it happens now. A lot of people, you know, come over, go to the bridge, see the museum, are amazed at the museum and the complexes there because they came for the bridge. More people know about the bridge, obviously, than anything else. And – I was in church last Sunday, and a lady behind me, Bonnie Sharp, who's just a great supporter.
Bonnie Sharp is just a wonderful, wonderful person. Yes.
And she, you know, leans over the pew and she said, we had 550 people come to the museum yesterday, which was a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And that's in the museum.
Right.
Well, this is the museum that no one comes to, you know, that everybody, you know, makes those kind of guys. I say everybody. I never should use that word. These 550 people came into the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Now that, I mean, I go over there quite often. Very seldom do I go in the museum. Very seldom, because I'll go to the business office, the office.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Where I go, we, my wife and I just walk around the bridge. I'll go into the museum maybe once a month, just to see, check things and see, you know, how things are in the museum when we bring a new exhibit. So if it's me going over there at least once a week, and I only go into the museum once a month, and 550 people went in that day, I mean, this is kind of a math thing. How many people actually go over there, never go in the museum, and cross the bridge and see the lovely area? My guess is that it's about 20% go in the museum, maybe five times that many go there and do not go in the museum. So that's 2,000 people a day to 3,000 people a day. Just go over there, walk the bridge. Go to the Arboretum, check the beautiful area, see the river, watch the people fish or actually go fishing. And it's just wonderful to see it. And then it is kind of fun to listen and see how many different languages you hear.
Well, it does. And, you know, here's the other thing about that, too, is that when you have that many people coming in, you know, and you know, the other another large gripe is that, oh, you know, you have to pay extra if you, you know, okay, I have a season pass and I have to pay extra. Well, that's gone away. It's gone away.
Yeah, we took that away.
It's been away, and we've talked about this numerous times. I want to talk about it again. Once you get a season pass there, which is good for two adults and four children, and they don't have to be your children.
$80 a year.
And you can go to any event. At Turtle Bay. If they have the Liberty on the Border, if they had the Titanic again, right, or something like that, you can just show your pass, walk in with four children of your choice, and show people it. And, I mean, what a great deal this is. And people need to, you know, because they still talk about it. Well, you know, I still have to, every time I get a chance I get, then nope. That's not what's happening. This is what I didn't like, that idea. You pay this, now you have to pay more.
But it was off-putting. Yeah.
It was. But you all did a big survey, and this is one of the big things, and you changed it. So that was a good idea.
Yeah, and we're going into a very strategic planning mode now, and looking at remodeling, adding new exhibit space, the things that we can do once we start having a stream of income that'll come from the hotel.
Okay, somebody put in here, Carl bought Segway tours. Yep. Take people on Segway tours around the whole area, take them down the rodeo grounds, take them all these places, and have a little group like 10 or 15 behind you. And I'd have to be talking and have my interpreter in Japanese and Chinese and Spanish and Ukrainian.
Yeah.
All those. All right. Hey, Randall Hempling, the chairman of the Turtle Bay Committee. Is it a committee?
Yeah, it's a board of trustees.
Board of trustees. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Board of trustees is here with us.
We're trusted.
You are trusted, obviously, by a lot of people, because this is a big business that y'all are in.
It is. It's very important.
When we come back, I want to talk about the future.
Okay.
You know, as far out as you can predict. Plus, I want to talk to you at some point during the show. You just got back from China.
China, Japan, Korea.
I want to talk to you about what you mentioned to me the other night too, about the idea of a totalitarian government and what they can do.
Yeah.
How scary that is.
That can be. Yeah.
We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Call 243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets. So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is now accepting applications. Serving on the grand jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you could hope for. The window of opportunity to apply for the grand jury is now open. If you're interested in helping ensure transparency and accountability in our local governments, agencies, and officials, if you can serve 15 to 20 hours a week for a year, are a good listener, able to ask thoughtful questions, and can work as a team with other interesting people, apply now. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. That's ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now.
I feel I helped do important work representing the public in looking at local governments and agencies.
I met our community leaders and learned so much.
For me, it's important to watch how taxpayers' money is spent.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on spring break this week. Yeah, I don't want to see pictures of her on Facebook from Cancun. No, don't, you know, chugging beer. 55 degrees out there, going to be up to 81 today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It is, the time is 8:34 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and I'm sure it's going to even hotter now than 55. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, our friends there. Great haircuts, great prices, and yes, you can ask for the Carl Bott haircut when you go in. They know exactly how to do it. If you want the Carl Bott haircut, it won't look exactly like the Carl Bott haircut. It'll be high and tight, and you'll be able to see the sides of your head if you've never had one of those before. And you know what?
Discounts Wednesday.
Yeah, go say you want. I want a Carl Bott haircut. Just do it once. Come on, Bob. Just do it once. That means you have more hair in your face than you have in your head. Discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest today is Randall Hempling, who is the chairman of the board of Turtle Bay. And they are the ones that have the final say about anything that happens at Turtle Bay.
Yeah, the ultimate responsibility anyway.
That's right, the ultimate responsibility. So you guys are the ones that say, hey, we're going to build this and led the fight.
Yeah.
On the measure to have it happen and won. So a question in here is you know, how things happen and about the Turtle Bay being able to stand on its own 2 feet, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I mean, we hear these things, and I've heard these things for years before I was here, is that a lot of times museums, unless they're a spectacular type of museum, there's always funding that's given to them.
Invariably, all museums receive some form of subsidy. It might be a foundation somewhere like the Getty or some of the big ones like that. The Smithsonian, obviously, is subsidized.
Of course.
It's 100% subsidized.
Yeah. It's so great. And Linda was so – if anything impressed her – I mean, a lot of things. When she goes into Smithsonian, she loves this stuff. But she says, you know, and she was telling her friends, and this is so beautiful, this and this and this, and it's free.
Yes.
And I said, it's the Museum of the United States, the Museum of the People.
Right.
Of course, you know, and it will be free. But
most museums charge some form of admission or ask a donation.
Sure.
Absolutely. You've got to get by. So, for instance, Saturday, and I saw you there, we had our annual big fundraiser that takes a lot of effort, and it did well. We actually, you know, generated quite a bit of money, but we have a budget of about $4 million a year, and we generate from admissions and the like, let's just say approximately $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of it has to come from someplace else.
Well, one of the things it comes from is the Turtle Bay Gene Jules and Jazz.
Was
this spectacular?
It was just outstanding. The people came out. It was the largest that we have ever had. In terms of number of tables sold, the number of people there, the generosity of the people.
The auction raised.
You know, I don't know how much it did.
I haven't
seen the number.
The reason I know is that somebody was there was keeping track of every point that went for and added them up at the end, had used their calculator.
Okay.
Went over $90,000 in the live auction.
Yeah.
But that was just part of it because then you still had the silent auctions.
Silent auction generated some more.
Then you had the table sponsors, which paid for a lot.
Well, the purpose of the table sponsors is to cover the cost.
Well, you did more than that.
Yeah, we did. We probably did a little bit. Our expectation is it'll generate between $130,000 and $150,000. Does every year.
I think that it's great. You know, the MCs you had for this thing were just outstanding.
I thought they were great.
You know?
You know, Linda was fabulous, by the way. She really was.
You know, here's the thing about what people don't realize when you get into this. You know, like, oh, somebody MCs. For Linda, that's an all-day job because she starts, you know, she starts getting ready for it. I mean, she's picking out clothes. And this starts, you know, like a couple weeks beforehand because it's got a theme.
Yep.
So Linda does. And she works at it. She goes over, you know, it's, you know, it's standing up there and reading parts. You know, oh, okay, this is what's being sold. Well, you're going over that, who's doing what. They have meetings beforehand and all this. Yep. And then they get up and then they go for it. And your auctioneer was
– Oh, yeah, Lee Luft.
And we have worked together many times.
He is. He's good. He's funny. He gets the people out there, gets them being very generous. The man does a marvelous job.
Well, you know, there's all types of indicators how the economy is going. All right? I mean, you can – you know, all these esoteric, you know, equations and calculations – I go to fundraisers a lot, as you know, and we're there as MCs, and we're up there auctioning things too. You know, sometimes we even act as auctioneers. This year has been a dramatic rise in giving.
Right.
So, I mean, if you want to use that and you say, well, the economy is getting better, at least.
Well, I don't know that the economy is that much better here, but the people are feeling, and I like to use the word buoyed. They're feeling like there is a future here in Reading, and things are going to get better. And let me make a total segue to my other great love, which is One Safe Place. You know, we've got a major capital campaign going on over there, and you need to drive by and see what's happening with that new building, the Sierra Center, which is just going to be marvelous. And our friends at Sierra Pacific donated a boatload of money, $1 million, as did the McConnell Foundation in terms of, you know, support ongoing. And, you know, that's going to really help the community. That's going to be a dynamic thing. And we've got a little thing coming up on May 9th for people who want to come out and do the walk a mile. You know, I know their big teams being – there's a competition going on right now.
Yeah, walk a mile in her shoes.
Yeah, and just try it one time.
I have done that.
A lot of respect.
Oh, yeah. You know, at the end of the first half mile, you're sitting there, what are they complaining about?
Yeah.
Oh, that second time around?
Yeah.
Yes. I understand there's going to be teams out there and signs and all types of stuff.
It's always fun.
Real funny thing is if you look at the cars driving by because they're coming off the free, you know, coming off 44 and maybe they're coming through town to do something, when they see all these guys – In our various, you know, forms of drag out there walking down. I mean, I had a boa and a big hat because people paid me to do that.
Yeah, no.
You know, I'll wear a boa and a big hat, but it's going to cost somebody $100. You know, somebody doesn't.
No, me, I just wear the shoes. I don't need to, you know, I don't need to do any
that shirt's
form,
just
any other form
that
of cross dressing.
That's right. Your shirt is right out there too. I know the Smithsonian is not a private institution. I know it's a government. It's a
museum.
It's a museum.
We were making a comparison of museums.
Of the people. Yeah, of the people that that everything is supported. And you're right, it's not a private museum. But one of the things that's so beautiful about that, it is free. And it's probably – it can be free because of – it's not really free, as you know, because your taxes are paying to keep it open. So it's kind of like you're just going in to see where your tax money is being spent.
Right.
Okay, future. What are the things? I mean, we've kind of talked about it, but what are we going to see now? It's in July.
July.
The building is going to start being breaking dirt.
Yeah, we had to wait till after July anyway because of the issue with the
clawback.
Yeah, the clawback, and you know that was certain individuals really wanted that to stop us, but it didn't. We were going to have to be almost at that date anyway because of the timing. We're going out for bids again. To get the finals in, we're pretty sure what they're going to look like. We have to give PG&E 90 days notice to move the gas line. As soon as we break ground to move the gas line, that's the groundbreaking.
Okay.
Because from that point on, we're going to move as fast as humanly possible. Figure 10 months of construction. Would have been nice if we could have done it this year because there was virtually, except for the time in December, around Thanksgiving, we didn't have any rain.
Could have been building right now.
Yeah, well, we'd be finished now. It would be finished in the interior.
Let me ask you a question. Did you have to go out and rebid it?
Yeah, they will rebid. Not for the general contractor. They were keeping track of kind of where the costs were going.
And who's the general contractor?
Gifford.
Right here in town.
Yeah. We're doing this, you know, almost all of it's here
all
in town.
All local. Are we hiring our local boys?
Yeah, that's the plan. And about a third of the jobs are union jobs, which was kind of ironic.
That's always been
the
like
electric,
that.
Yeah, the electrical guys were always on board.
And they made statements, too, about that.
They did.
I just want to make sure is that, you know, that we are hiring local guys here for that. And that was what I understood from the beginning, and that was one of the reasons that we supported.
It was always the plan.
And we supported this.
We held out. We wanted a local contractor. Mm-hmm. You know, so we can, and Gifford does wonderful work. You know, everybody's proud of it.
You've got some really we got some really top rate contractors in this Northern California. Yeah. You know, Boyce Muse. You got Tullis.
Yeah, and we did not cut anything. Yeah, we were looking, Ashford. You know, on the rebids. We're saying, well, should we take some things out? And we made the decision, no. The ballroom area, we're not downsizing that. We're going to keep the wedding areas and the things that we committed to, or we said that we would do during the campaign, which we tried to be as transparent as possible and say this is what we're going to do, and we're going to keep to that as mm-hmm. best we can. And you know, something might come up. In any kind of construction project. Now, the fun thing now is we worry about the normal things you worry about in construction. Where's this? Where's that? You know, they can't find this paint. You know, those are good problems to have. But we anticipate that we will be open a year from July with the hotel. And the really nice thing is Sheraton stuck with us the whole time in Starwood. They didn't have to. They could have backed out. And this is going to be the smallest Sheraton Hotel anywhere in their chain, and that's a lot for them to agree to break their design systems to allow for the small one. And the reason is they love the location. They know it's
And this is the funniest thing. I mean, here's the thing about being on radio that this is probably one of the best parts. I get to listen to both sides because we have both sides on numerous times, as you know. And so when you have that, and then people say, it's not a 4-star hotel yet. Okay. That rating's got to be after it's built,
right.
And the amenities are in there,
right?
Right. So, but the other part though is that they pick this place,
yeah.
And they don't pick it. I mean, they do a lot of research because their name's on this.
Well,
and they're putting money
into
this.
Right. Marriott wanted it too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I mean. It's, yep. You know, it's kind of this hand, you know, it's kind of like saying we need to be able to do this and put it right here.
All right. Perfect place.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Randall Hempling, the chairman of the board out there at Turtle Bay. You know what? The buck stops with him out there, come to think of it, because, you know.
With us, I like to think because of the board.
Because you can hire and fire the big guys down there. And right. If you're not happy, you can make those changes. Or if you like it, you're going to keep it.
Right.
All right. We're going to come back. And we've got a couple of questions rolling through from the chat room. We'll be right back after these messages.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The time is 8:48 in the morning. 61 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 81 today. 605-4567 is our phone number. Hey, this Thursday, join Linda and Lady Bot and the Bluebirds down at Elements Lounge in Wind River. What a great time this will be. From 7 to 9, she'll be entertaining, singing. You can dance. Get there around 6 and have a great dinner. I think it's – I saw on the dinner menu steak and lobster for something like $20, something like that, or $24 something. But special menus, it's anything you could possibly want down there to eat, plus the fact of great entertainment. Give them a call at 243-3377. You might want to give them a call. Make sure you get a seat. Tell me you want to be able to see up front. And we'll see Lady Bot and the Bluebirds at Wind River. Non-smoking in Elements Lounge is where they're at. 243-3377. Our guest today is Randall Hempling, who is the chairman of the board out there at Turtle Bay on the committee out there on the board. And, okay, we talked about this real quickly. Are there any lawsuits being aimed at Turtle Bay right now?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. If there are, it's a surprise. You've been gone for a few weeks.
I'll be at a meeting, and they'll say, well, and by the way, this came in.
By the way, you're being sued by – okay. Yeah. All right. The other thing, too, is, okay, it's going to start work this July or around July. Yeah. How much money does Turtle Bay get from the city of Redding?
Right now, I believe it's nothing.
All right. Now, the city of Redding is giving money to the, I think it's Shasta Wonderland, who is advertising and going out for that.
Yeah, they pay a part-time staffer directly, not paid by us.
Right. To sit in your space.
Well, to be there to greet people and these kinds of things and hand out brochures.
Okay.
And that's...
Are you getting a sweetheart deal on electricity?
We get the industrial rate, we get the business rate,
whatever
volume,
that is,
volume rate. Yeah, we get pretty
no less than
anybody
else.
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to shift from Turtle Bay.
Okay.
To a trip you just made.
Right.
You retired, of course, after being the head honcho out at Shasta Regional Medical Center,
right.
And we really really admire. One of the top
100 hospitals
for
in the
three
nation.
Years in
three
a row.
3 years in a row.
3 years in a row.
Yeah,
it's how you treat people well.
Yeah.
There you go. But you've been traveling since you retired.
Yeah, yeah.
You just got back from an Asian trip.
We went to Asia, and I needed to get there. It's one of those bucket list things. So now I've been on all 7 continents because you recall 2 years ago I was in Antarctica and got to do that.
I remember that.
We just got back from Asia, and I was I'd never been there.
You've never been to Asia?
No, didn't have the opportunity back in the day when I was in the reserves. And for whatever reason, I didn't get
to make
it.
And by the way, thank you for your service.
Well, I tried.
Marines.
I really tried, but couldn't get there. Asia is, it's dynamic. It's interesting. They now have new 10-year visas to China. Used to be it was per visit, one entry per visa. Now, when you get a visa to China, it's 10 years.
Should we be scared of China?
We should be extraordinarily aware of China. And what I mean by that is we asked our tour guides. By the way, we didn't have handlers or keepers. We could go anywhere. Of course,
really?
Yeah, we were in Shanghai. Hong Kong's that's an open city. Yeah. Shanghai is not necessarily an open city, or nor Tianjin or Dalian, the other places we went. But we could wander anywhere we wanted to. Of course, people would look at us strangely, and of course, we were different. But they were all generally friendly. We ask different people, is this a capitalist country? For those that we thought would know. I mean, you don't ask a street vendor. You ask, somebody's running a business. Is this a capitalist country or communist? And every one of them says, this is a capitalist country. And it is. It is the most dynamic capitalist country you ever saw in terms of it's all about trade. It's all about buying and selling and growing and developing and all the things that we do over here in this country. The difference
except
you have a totalitarian government once you get to Beijing that calls the shots by committee. And so they can move whichever way they want for good or evil in a very, very swift manner.
If they want to build shoes, if they want to make shoes,
yeah.
They
could turn the whole country into shoemakers. And they're all shoemakers, and they will dominate the market.
This is the part that people – I listened to somebody who was over there. It was a few years ago. Wow, we have a lot to learn from blah, blah, blah. And he says, outside the cities, did you see the people that are starving and blah, blah, blah? And he said – and I forget what – but then it went to the only problem is that – anytime they want to, they'll take your business.
Yeah, they can.
Or they'll stop you.
Well, at some level, they certainly could do that. But their communication is big now. Mm-hmm. All the young people have cell phones.
Except Yahoo isn't. Yahoo is restricted. There's a lot of restrictions.
I was able to go online on Facebook. You know, so they have.
Yeah, you were. Nice pictures.
Yeah, it was. Just really dynamic. And Shanghai is the most amazing city thing I've ever seen. They have this is a number that will boggle your mind. They have 8,000 buildings over 20 stories tall. It's a sea of them. And they have these huge complexes of apartment buildings that are 30 stories tall. They all look alike in these different areas, and nobody's living in them. They're just building and building and building. And their anticipation is they're going to move people out of the slums into those areas. In some subsidized fashion.
You know, I've seen those in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. They have all of these big high-rise, beautiful buildings that there's nobody in.
Yeah.
Because of that they envision at some point they're going to move people into it. They kind of like mothball them.
Yeah.
Well, hospitals. We took over one of the hospitals. They'd been mothballed.
Yeah.
You know, ready to go, but they didn't have
the
people to do it.
Well, it's part of the economy. They had to build.
That's it. That's social.
It's a make-work.
It's a make-work.
We actually saw people who with brooms that look like witches' brooms, made of stick, in the cities sweeping parking lots that had no cars in them. It was like make work. But then I asked, what's going on? And they said, in our country, you can be unemployed because your job went away or for some other reason for no more than 2 years. And during the 2 years that you are unemployed, you must re-educate, you must train for the next job, you must do these various things. If you do not, and this might be somebody who's just maybe not capable of doing it for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have make work, where they will put you out there. You will not sit at home and draw a welfare check.
You will clean the streets. You'll be doing something.
You will be doing something. And that you have to, in some ways, admire.
Of course you do. Yeah. Of course you do. Yeah. You know what? That people aren't just sitting there and using you.
Right.
You want them to be out there on the streets cleaning or something. You can always use them. And they are, you know, but here in the danger of a totalitarian government with all of this industry and all this might and the brains behind them is that we in this country, God love us, we lurch from election to election and we put new restrictions on business and we take restrictions off business. How in the hell can you make a 20-year plan? Yeah. The Chinese have no problem with this. They've got probably a 100-year plan. They've got a 50-year plan, a 20-year plan, a 10-year plan that they know that when they're going in this direction, unless there's complete upheaval in their society, that this is what they're going to achieve. This is the danger of a totalitarian, strong society like that, where we're very strong and we've got all the great minds and brains to develop stuff. We still, it's part of the messiness of being a democracy, I guess.
Yeah. Well, their plans killed millions and millions of own citizens in the 60s and 70s because they starved to death because they made a decision, they went forward with it, and they had to wait for all these millions of people to die before they shifted gears. They don't really invent anything over there. They were very proud of the fact that the Americans invent and they built.
They steal.
Well, they steal, they build. That's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, they're very good at that.
Well, there's a company right here in town that sells a lot of stuff to China.
And for years, they've been trying to get him, hey, why don't you just build a factory over here? It'd be a lot easier. And he refuses. He refuses because as soon as I build a factory, they don't need me anymore.
Right.
Because – and so they'll go over there and they're making what his product is. I'm not going to mention what it is. Yep. And they said, are we doing this right? Is this – are we the right amounts of this and this? He goes, oh, yeah, it's perfect. This is exactly what I do. He's not telling them anything.
Of course not.
But he continues to sell everything, almost everything to them, but they can turn around and bring it back.
Let me mention one thing. Everywhere that Barbara and I go, we meet with the people, we talk to them, we ask them about their health care, all the things that I'm interested in. And universally, people in all these other countries, they care about each other, they care about their children as people, as human beings. And that's something that we can't forget. That's one of the reasons that I travel, is to keep that humble part that we're all human beings, we're all connected at some level.
I learned someplace, maybe in an economics class way, way back in the 60s, or maybe, 60s, it said that the average blue-collar worker in Russia, and this was back then, of course, in Russia, and the average blue-collar worker in the United States have more in common than they do with other parts of their own society.
Yes, yeah. We're all very, very much the same, and we need to always remember that.
Okay, Randall Hemplin. Thanks so much for coming in here at short notice, buddy. I love it when you say things like that, and I get to do it.
Yeah.
When people call and just say, hey, look, if you need it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Talked.
Yeah.
So, all right. Everybody have a great day. We're starting, like I said, two new shows tonight. Dana Loch and Jonathan Brandemeyer. You're going to like both of them. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Andreas Lubitz, a co-pilot who crashed the German jetliner in the French Alps, had been treated for suicidal tendencies several years ago, according to prosecutor Christoph Kumpfe. A motive for the deadly crash, a mystery so far.
We haven't found a letter or anything like that that contains a confession.
All 150 people on board the plane were killed. One person is dead, a second injured in a gate-ramming incident and shootout this morning at Fort Meade, Maryland, near Baltimore. Happened just outside the headquarters of the National Security Agency. The FBI says the incident does not appear to be terrorism-related. Also at SRNnews.com, Indiana Republican lawmakers taking it back to the drawing board. They're modifying a new statute that bans state laws that substantially burden a person's ability to follow his or her religious